those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-1-866-444-3478. I am the Dirt Doctor. The website you can go to and check out when we're not around, but while we're on the air here, you can call and ask questions about gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever. If you have a tip for us, we've been talking about squirrel control a little bit today and other related kinds of things. But if you, during the week, just need to look up something, go to dirtdoctor.com, go into the library part of the website. Everything's in alphabetical order there. All of the formulas that you hear me refer to on the air, things like Garrett juice and the sick tree treatment and tree trunk goop and all those kinds of things, those formulas are on the website or right under the word, which is a button, guides on the home page. You can look at the green button over on the left-hand side of the homepage. Click on it and learn about the membership area of the website there. So check it all out, and we're going to get back to the phones as promised. Let me see who needs to be first. How about Olivia in Mesquite, Texas? Hi, Olivia.
Hi. Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
Great, thanks. Well, I'm having trouble with my St. Augustine grass. I've done organic for many, many years.
Okay.
And it must be a bug, I thought, because it starts near the curb, and it's yellow, and it's not due to lack of water. And now it's really progressed to bald spots and weeds. And last year, over the winter, and I did put down corn gluten meal last year, but I think I missed the window because I got all of these weeds. And when the spring came and the grass started to grow, it choked out all the weeds, and it looked beautiful for many, many, many weeks. But now on both sides of the front lawn, it's got this yellowing, and also on the parkway. And I don't see any chinch bugs. Like, you know, I put my foot across it, and I just don't see anything. But I think it's got to be bugs.
Well, you can dig down in the soil here and there and see if you see any grub worms or chinch bugs or whatever you can run into. I've got some yellow kind of in a similar situation in our office, and it's on the edge near the concrete, and the rest of the yard just looks terrific. And I'm almost positive in my case that even though you think you've watered pretty well in that incredibly intense heat that we had there for, you know, over a month, I think it may just have gotten burned in those spots. So you might get some lava sand if you haven't done that lately and put it in that area. That helps hold the moisture for a good long period of time, better than anything you can put out. If you do have some kind of insects, whether it's grubs or chinch bugs or what, applying beneficial nematodes would be beneficial to do now and get them under control next year. And I recommend this to everybody. And sometimes I don't do it myself as regularly as I need to, but every gardener needs to put out beneficial nematodes in the spring. And also I like to put out trichogramma wasps, which are another helps with other issues. But beneficial nematodes used really help you with any of those things that might show up in the soil. But in your case, I'll bet you, even though you think you watered really well, and you probably did, that you got a little bit of burn going on near the concrete.
Oh. Now, is now the time to put down beneficial nematodes also?
Well, if you have anything working in the soil that's causing a problem, like I said, and you mentioned chinch bugs, grub worms, sod webworms, probably a little late for that, but it's a possibility. There's various things that could have been there and would still have, you know, some of their life cycles in the soil. And that's the interesting thing about beneficial nematodes is that they don't have to be active adults feeding for control to happen from a biological treatment like beneficial nematodes.
Uh-huh.
So doing it, if it fits your budget, certainly wouldn't hurt anything, probably would be helpful.
Okay, great. Yes, well, thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. It's Betty's turn in Delaware. Let's see. Is it Millsboro, Delaware, Betty?
It is. Yes, well, nice to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Really hard to sell people up here on organic gardening.
I understand. I deal with it all the time.
Listen, two things. One of my main problems is scale. Scale on so many of our bushes and zillias and evergreens. And what is the treatment for scale?
Well, it's kind of a standard treatment that we do, Betty, and it works pretty well. One of the first things you have to understand, though, and you probably already do, it sounds like if you're into organics, is that scale insects are like aphids. They are an indicator insect telling you that you got something going on that's causing stress in the plants.
Uh-huh.
Now, that can be that you planted a variety that's not perfectly well adapted. It could be that you've got plants in a little too much shade or a little too much sun compared to what they like the best. It can be too much or too little water. It can be too much or not enough fertilizer. In other words, it's something that's a little bigger issue than the scale. So you need to scratch your head and see, even though you're an organic gardener, what can I adjust that may help this situation long term? To kill them, well, there are several things that we can do. What I do the most, I guess, at this point, we've had scale on crepe myrtles here in the South quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And what we have used here is some kind of essential oil-based spray.
Okay.
There are commercial products like EcoSmart and others.
Uh-huh.
You can also use orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of spray.
Okay.
And if you look at your local garden centers, they may have some other brand names. And if on the label under the ingredients, you'll see essential oils mentioned, things like rosemary, thyme, those kind of things. They are really good at smothering scale. Also, scale can be helped in the control with hydrogen peroxide added to the spray, just like we were talking about with diseases.
Yeah, I've been listening to that.
Yeah, it's not a direct killer as much as it just helps everything else work.
Okay.
The smothering of the scale with the oils is also still an acceptable organic approach too. You know, the horticultural oils, and they can be sprayed during the summer and heat as well as in the fall and in the winter. But what I normally do is tell people to look at the beds, look at the treatments that are being used, try to figure out why the plants are in stress enough to have scale, fix that, and also then spray the products like we've been talking about. Also, the commercial product spinosad can help you with scale, and it can be used by itself or it can be mixed with the Garrett juice or with the essential oils with the other products. The brand names will vary. What you want to look for is, the active ingredients on the label should say spinosad or spinosad.
Okay. I don't know if we can get Garrett juice up here yet or not. I haven't checked into that yet. We do have some home, garden places. Now the nurseries don't have it.
There's a couple of things. I was going to get into that some today. You can tell them that if they're interested in getting into handling the products that we talk about, they can contact us, and we can tell them who the distributors are that they could contact. In a lot of cases, it's the base distributors they're already using. They just need to ask for these products. And giving them a list of the things that we recommend all the time as the base material would be great. The other thing you can do on Garrett juice is make it yourself.
Uh-huh.
The formula is on our website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books. We always make that available to people who can't find it.
I get your newsletter on the computer.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, one other quick thing. You were talking about the trees, the sycamore trees, and the early leaf drop.
Right.
And we noticed that, according to our gardener, he said he thinks sycamore trees are trash trees and that the builders just buy them up and stick them in these new developments. You know, every house gets a sycamore.
Well, they do have some issues, some built-in issues, but I love them. I think they're beautiful, especially in the winter, those gorgeous white trunks. You just have...
Here's what he thinks we have on it, because some of the leaves that dropped, I picked them up when I looked at them under my little magnifier.
Loop,
They have bugs, and they have eggs.
Lace bugs and various things.
Well, here's what he thinks we have.
Anthrax.
Well, A-N-T-R-T-H-R-A-C-N-O-S-E.
Anthracnose.
Yes.
Okay, that's a disease, but it's not deadly at all. It's just a cosmetic thing. If you spray the Garrett juice with the hydrogen peroxide mixed in, it'll neutralize that and won't be a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, fine. Thank you very
Betty,
much.
Betty, thanks for
so
checking
nice
in with us.
Sure, thank you.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with us and talk about trees or insect control or whatever is 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about some of those things as soon as we come back, so don't go away. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients.
My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've had a couple people drop again, so gives you an opportunity to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Hey, we'll get right back to the phones, but I wanted to follow up on something Betty and I were talking about, the last caller, on sycamores. She mentioned that her sycamores had been diagnosed with anthracnose, and I said, may have raised some eyebrows, I said that it's not a killing disease. Some people are probably wondering, well, what is killing a lot of the sycamores? Well, it's a disease, but it's not anthracnose. It's a bacterial leaf scorch, and it will kill the trees. It comes from the trees being in unhealthy condition. Sycamores is a lowland tree, and when it's in a place where it can adapt and become kind of xeric, really, it can take low water situations once it is adapted to that. But if it gets too severe, it can be hard on a big leaf tree like that. But the main thing I wanted to say is that both anthracnose and the more damaging bacterial leaf scorch can be controlled with the organic disease control sprays. Garrett juice is a base, and then the various kinds of things added to the spray. In bacterial leaf scorch case, the most effective would be the hydrogen peroxide put into the spray to make up a quart of each gallon of spray, the 3% stuff from the grocery store. We discovered it being that effective. It's kind of a long story, but I'll try to shorten it real quick. I noticed when I lived in the Virgin Islands in St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands when I was in college with a couple other guys, in 1968, actually, we didn't make much money, so we did a lot of snorkeling and bringing fish back to cook and live on. And we swam a lot in some crazy places where we never should have gone. It was so rough, it was incredible, but that's where the great fish were. And we got banged up on the coral a lot. And I had known from being a kid, growing up and getting all kinds of scratches and scrapes and everything in Pittsburgh, Texas, that the thing that worked the best when you got cut or scraped was hydrogen peroxide. So we tried it on the scrapes on the coral because nothing else seemed to work, because you're getting all that life from the coral, you know, into the wounds, and it takes a long time for it to heal. Well, hydrogen peroxide would make it heal very quickly. And so later on, I'm in the landscape business, became a consultant to an aloe vera grower down in Costa Rica, and they had a problem with a bacterial disease. Erwinia is the name of it. And we were talking to the owner, and I recommended hydrogen peroxide, and he was like, should have had a V8. Well, I didn't think of that myself. You know, everybody knows pretty much that hydrogen peroxide helps with bacterial things when you cut your hand or whatever, even though some doctors don't recommend it, which has always puzzled me. So we used it to help correct, to cure that disease. Then we've tried it on fire blight on plants like pears that have it so badly. Lo and behold, it works beautifully on bacterial diseases like fire blight. And that's how it all came to be known, that it would help with bacterial diseases. And that's why it would be, long way of getting back to the point, help with sycamore bacterial leaf scorch. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-3478. Here's Lee in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Lee.
Howard, how are you this morning?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Okay. About 3 weeks ago, I saw a thing that was about 2 inches long. It was primarily black, and I can't remember what it had, some orange stripes, something, not a lot of stripes, but just a single orange stripe or a single yellow stripe. And it had a tail that goes down, and it looks like it's a stinger. And it was burying a hole in my yard next to a sidewalk. And I didn't think anything of it. And then now, about 3 weeks later, I've got two. They look like small. They're not a big fire ant mound, but it's a mound-looking thing. And I've got two holes that are about an inch in diameter near those mounds. Is that some kind of a hornet or?
Well, yes, it is. It's a wasp, and it's called a cicada killer. It's
okay.
It's a big, scary-looking wasp. They're quite common. They fly around and hover about 2 feet off the ground. They tend to be pretty intimidating, and they're doing that on purpose. They're trying to get you away from that hole in the ground, because that's
okay.
Where their nest is down there. What they do for a living is kill the females, have a stinger. The males don't even have a stinger, and they sting the cicadas and paralyze them,
okay.
And then they struggle to get them back to the hole, because the cicadas are actually a bigger, heavier
Correct.
Insect than the wasp. And they crash into the ground, and they climb trees and fly a little more and drag the thing and do it. It's kind of comical to watch it. But they take the cicadas back into these holes in the ground to feed to their young.
Sure.
And they're actually beneficial. Like all wasps, they're beneficial. They're helping biodiversity in the ground. They're helping to control the cicadas, which would become, you know, if they were too heavy on the garden, they could actually injure the plants, because they lay their eggs in the twigs of the trees. So I recommend leaving them alone unless they get real heavy, or unless they're in a putting green in your backyard.
No.
Or something like that. So
but I haven't really seen them flying or anything. Because I'm away from my house, you know, most of the time during the day. And then at night I come home and go in the house, and I don't, you know,
well,
go
you will.
Outside.
Let me put you on hold if you had
okay.
something else to chat about, because I got a break. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garajuice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we've all of a sudden got several lines open for you to jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. I talked to Lee off the air a little bit more about the beast that he has in his garden. He's digging the two, one-inch holes in the ground, and he was really questioning whether it was a wasp or not because he wasn't sure it had wings. And that's a little bit, a one-inch hole is a little bit bigger than a cicada killer sometimes digs. So they were going to try to get some photographs and send them to me. And anybody can do that, and anybody can think about what I may be missing here in that, by all means, let me know. It could be something else. It was good for everybody to learn about the cicada killer if you didn't know about it anyway, but more information is on my website on DirtDoctor.com and also in the book that Malcolm Beck and I did called The Texas Bug Book. The cicada killer is very large and definitely looks like a wasp. It just looks like a wasp on steroids. And they can be intimidating. They won't sting you, and that's something I didn't really make a good point of to Lee. They will not sting you unless you grabbed one.
and held it in your hand, which wouldn't be very smart to do. The female would be able to sting you. The males won't. They don't even have a stinger. But he thought it was something that was wingless, that had a tail that looked like a stinger, that would create these holes. Have no idea what that could be. If anybody does, let us know. I think that maybe the wasp he saw was on the ground and had the wings folded back and crawling around the ground. Maybe it doesn't look that much like a wasp. So that's one of the few insects that we've seen around lately. I've had some calls, like the caller from Delaware, from this part of the world, too, calling about scale a little bit. Few people have seen some sharpshooters. Sharpshooters is a little thin insect that's on the stems of plants, and if you put your finger near it, it scoots around to the other side of the stem. Those have piercing and sucking mouth parts, and they suck the sap, the juice, out of plants. If you have a whole lot of those on a plant, they can cause a little bit of damage, a little stress, but in general, they're not worth wasting a lot of time and energy spraying, even with the organic sprays. So that's just kind of a temporary deal. If you have some people have called about galls this week. Galls are the growths on trees that are caused primarily by little wasps that sting and lay their eggs, and kind of a cancerous looking growth is created that's the protection of that little wasp's young as they grow. And these little swellings can look like anything from black hard cork balls that we have on our live oak trees to bloodshot eyeballs, literally. That's what they look like, to these real big light and puffy things we have on red oaks, to things that are red and yellow and freeform in shape. Some are star-shaped. There's all kinds of different galls. We've got a lot of pictures on dirtdoctor.com of the different ones. For the most part, again, they are not anything but a cosmetic problem unless they're getting so heavily populated on the plant, they're starting to mess up the tree or the shrubs or whatever the plant is, its ability to collect sunlight and produce food through photosynthesis. And if that's the case, if you have real heavy galls on a plant, what that means, it's a dead giveaway that your plant is in stress and you need to fix that. A lot of times, starting with looking at the base, uncovering the flare at the base, and then doing the entire sick tree treatment is the answer. And if you've tried that and that didn't work, there may be something else. Give us a call and we'll chat about what it might be. Well, everybody jumped on here and is loaded up again, so let's try to catch up now. Kathy in Hamilton, Texas is next up. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. We have got a big, beautiful, well-established live oak tree that was hit by lightning last week.
Okay.
It's got two big lightning strikes down one of its main trunks.
Okay.
What should we do?
Well, if you have strips of bark ripped off the outside of the tree trunk, which it sounds like you have, that is actually good news. What that does is that gives the tree some temporary stress. They didn't like it, didn't like being hit like that. But when it's on the outside and it just knocks a strip of bark off, it rarely kills the tree. What I'd recommend that you do is what I was just talking about, the sick tree treatment. You can smear the tree trunk goop on the wounds, but in most cases, I wouldn't go to that trouble. I would just do the sick tree treatment, and the tree will probably heal, compartmentalize those wounds. In other words, grow callus tissue over those wounds and be fine. What you don't want to see is the lightning hitting and going down through the middle of the tree and blowing all the bark off. When that happens, it's over. It's dead. And all you can do is cut the tree down. But when it's just stripped, even though you have two strips, it sounds like it got hit twice. If there's two
I don't know,
strips.
But apparently it was very loud. We weren't home at the time.
Yeah. Now, it'll be fine. Just give it a little tender love and care with the sick tree treatment is the ultimate kind of thing to do, and your tree will probably be fine.
What about trying to keep boring insects out of that for the, while the bark is gone?
Same thing. It's even okay. Though there's wood exposed, the borers, if the tree is healthy, the borers will go somewhere else and find a weaker tree. Unless the lightning has really weakened the tree, which I doubt, the sick tree treatment will help you if that is the case. They're going to go find a weaker tree to attack and try to take out. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. And that's the case. We were talking about when we were visiting with Logan and Beau up in Arizona, they were talking about the fact that this incredibly gorgeous view they have from their little house and their deck and everything used to have a whole bunch of pine trees there, and there's not very many anymore. A lot of them died, and we were chatting about it. What has happened in the mountains where pine trees have died by the millions all over the place is kind of threefold, I guess, at least twofold. First of all, it's an adjustment that nature makes. When you get too many plants of a certain species, nature tends to rebel at that a little bit and starts kind of thinning them out and creating more biodiversity. Related to that in Arizona and Colorado and California and places like that, drought has been the biggest cause of that. And when plants are in a droughty situation, they'll go into stress. The beetles, the bark, pine bark beetle and other beetles sense that. They detect that. And Mother Nature does what Mother Nature does, sends in the cleanup crews to take out the sick plants. And that's why you see so many in areas where there have been droughts. And, well, that's really basically just those two things, just Mother Nature balancing things a little bit and then reaction to severe stress caused by some outside force. The beetles don't just fly along and say, you know, that looks like a good, healthy, tasty tree. Let's go take it out. There's always more to the story than that. And what happens is you end up in a very, really surprisingly short period of time, a nicer look in the scene there because you have more biodiversity of different kinds of species of plants. David is next up in someplace. Where are you calling from, David? David, are you there?
Hello?
Hi,
yeah.
David. Where are you calling from?
Roy City.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I heard you talking about using the vinegar as a weed killer.
Yeah.
I was wondering, can I use it like around flower beds?
Yeah, sure you can, but just don't spray it on your flowers. It's what we call a non-selective herbicide. In other words, it'd be like using Roundup, which I'd never recommend anybody do. It's going to, you know, hurt or kill anything that it hits. So you have to spray around the good plants and spray weeds, and yeah, it can be used in flower beds if you're real careful with it.
Okay, yeah, because I heard you say it, you know, it's kind of good for the soil once it soaks in.
You bet. Vinegar is very good for the soil, and vinegar is an important ingredient in the Garrett juice formula. I think it may be the most important ingredient in it. So when you use vinegar herbicide and some of that vinegar gets in the soil here and there, it has beneficial net effects.
Okay. Yeah, I knew I wanted to use it around some of my flower beds, and then I had a couple of areas where it's real weedy. I wanted to add some more flower beds. And so I was thinking about, you know, just spraying the ground with that instead of having to dig up all the weeds.
Well, that's fine, but if you have big, tough weeds like Dallas grass, Bermuda grass, things like that, it's best to first, David, get a good sharp grubbing hoe, best tool I have, and dig everything out, prepare the beds properly, and then when anything pops back later on here and there, you do your spraying rather than spraying everything from the very beginning. On the other hand, I've seen even landscape contractors spray entire big beds with vinegar. In the case where it worked the best, vinegar, strong vinegar, and one of the fatty acid products like scythe were mixed together and sprayed. And in that case, you can kill nut sedge, you can kill Dallas grass, you can kill Bermuda, you can kill everything if you make it really strong and spray it, especially if you spray it twice. But really, I always recommend that the first and best way to go in most cases is physical removal, and then use the organic herbicides to knock out the stuff that pops back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to North Dallas and talk to Dave now. Hey, Dave.
Howard, how you doing?
Doing well.
I've got an issue with rats that are tunneling under the concrete slab on the house. And just like your dog, Tater, my beagle, Barney, likes to chase them, but I want to get rid of them. What can I do to keep Barney safe and to get the rats out?
Well, if Barney's anything like Tater, he doesn't ever really want to catch them anyway. He just puts on a show.
I agree with you.
Anyway, well, can you hang on so we're not rushed?
Absolutely, no problem at all.
Let's do this break, and I'll come back and get with Dave, talk about the little furry beasts, and we'll talk about other things with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were visiting with Dave and ran out of time, and we're back with him in North Dallas. Hey, Dave, you there?
I am here.
You got your rats digging and going under the slab on a slab foundation. Is that what the deal is?
That's what it looks like.
Man, that's kind of an unusual situation. You may have to get a pest control company involved with that sort of a deal, but the things I would probably try first, some of the repellents sometimes work pretty well. We've had a rat problem in our place kind of off and on through the years, and they're roof rats. They come from the creek area.
And we're right near a creek.
Yeah, and they come up for dog food and bird seed and things like that. And through the years, we've had some pretty good luck repelling them with hot pepper products, with dry red hot pepper like you'd put on a pizza, and with commercial sprays that have hot pepper and that sort of thing. But what we've run into with rats is it tends to work for a while, and then they get used to it, or they decide that they aren't repelled by it for whatever reason. And it kind of goes in waves. So I'd try that first, I would think. And then the other thing is if you put a border around your house of lava gravel, not lava sand, but lava gravel, you know, the stuff that's used in barbecue grills and getting bags at the big box stores and so forth, you can put it as a barrier. And no animal really likes to dig through that. The sharp edges on it are very repelling to, you know, tender little feet of various critters. It's a good way to keep cats, for example, out of an area where they're coming in and using the bathroom or a problem in some other way. And it might work with mice and rats. If it's mice, the hot pepper works almost 100%. the bigger animals, the squirrels and the rats, tend to be repelled by it sometimes and sometimes not. So I would give that a shot. The next thing that I would do would be going to traps that have baits. And I don't like the baits that kill. I like the baits that attract them to a trap, and the trap kills them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the better way to go. And then the final way to go would be to get a pest control company to come out and talk to them about using, you know, the least toxic approach.
Okay, great.
All right,
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, thank you. See you later. It's open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Fran in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hi, Fran.
Hi. Semper Fi, young man.
Semper Fi. A lot of Marines here today. Thanks.
Yeah. Listen, I have two questions. They're pretty easy. I have not been a good listener since your show came on here in the Chicago area. I've been listening, but I just didn't write down your recipe. I didn't think I'd need it for repelling critters around new plantings. I've been raising a little native prairie plant seedlings on my patio since November. They came up just beautifully in pots, and I transplanted them into the ground, and I'm finding them nipped off by rabbits, and I'm finding maybe toad or whatever holes drilled into a nice new soft moist soil there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to repel these little buggers. They're eating them faster than I put the things in the soil.
Well, like I was just talking with the past caller, we get some control from hot peppers. Logan and Bo,
yeah.
my daughter, they've got this new place in Arizona, and the squirrels there just think that the new landscaping is, you know, a smorgasbord. So it's a problem for people all over the world. And one of the things that I would try in your case that would be probably pretty effective right from the get-go is the dry hot red pepper broadcast. And you can get that at a lot of times at Asian markets and other places that sell bulk food material. You know, some of the big box stores have gotten into that, and so you might be able to find it there. And broadcast that. You could mix a liquid. There is actual research from, I believe it's from Holland, it's someplace over there, on rabbits, where they literally mix Tabasco sauce with water. I think they did it at about an ounce per gallon or so, sprayed it on the crops, and had real good repellency. Now, I've had listeners tell me pro and con on that. Some say that it worked pretty well. Some say that they didn't get good control. But in your case, it wouldn't be very expensive to try a two-step approach, dry hot pepper spread out, and then spray the liquid as well. And it might get the plants up to a size where it won't be a big problem for you anymore.
Yeah. Question number two. I'm trying to restore part of the property back to a more savanna-like setting. And hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Fran.
Tell
you what, can you hold on and we'll take a little break and come back and we won't be rushed, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang with me. And those of you that haven't called in, the number is 866-444-3478 if you would like to. We have another hour. Some stations carry all 3 hours, some don't. You can always listen to all 3 hours on our website on dirtdoctor.com, streamed live. And the archives, you can listen to podcasts of things from the past. You can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, fill out the form on the home page there, and get our free newsletter that goes out weekly. You can learn about joining the Organic Club of America, the membership area, by clicking on the green button over there on the left-hand side of the home page. We talk about organic gardening and healthy living, so if you want to be with us, come back.